Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Good morning, good morning. It's Friday now, October 24th, Keith McPherson on The Fan. Make sure you guys are hitting the Purell, washing your hands, you know how it goes. It's funny too, because my wife was just getting the flu shot, and I'm like, yeah, I'd rather not do that. And then I get a little bit of a head cold today, and I'm like, maybe I should do that. Because it's coming. Once the weather gets cold and the germs are floating around, you can't avoid it. 888-808-1019. Coming off a tough loss for the Rangers in their building. You score 5 goals, you give up 6, you lose in overtime to hand the San Jose Sharks their first win of the season. It's tough. It's tough. Like, there's nothing else to say about it. It's not what you want. The Islanders roll. The Islanders put up 7 goals. Apex in the chat says, Keith, the Islanders scored more touchdowns than the Jets last week. And the Knicks have more wins than the Jets. And speaking of the Jets, Josh is in New Brunswick on The Fan. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
I'm all right, pushing through for a couple hours.
Right, right. So, real quick, with over the last few years, we saw Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Daniel Jones, Geno Smith, who else, Jared Goff, all these guys. It's pretty clear that these top first-round, early second-round quarterbacks, they get picked there for a reason. They have the talent. They just get put into poor situations with high coach turnover, bad offensive lines, bad defenses. But the bottom line is the NFL has a culture where we give up on these players, these quarterbacks, way too early. And that all that is to say that the Jets, they get the first pick, second pick, third pick. Drafting another quarterback isn't going to do anything. It's just going to be enough.
But they have to.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah, but this regime,
Right.
I mean, they have Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor. This regime has to draft their own quarterback, this GM head coach who aren't going anywhere. They got to try and draft their quarterback of the future. If they miss, they miss.
But if they miss, it sets them back the same way Darnold and Wilson did. I think, first of all, Aaron Glenn should not be the coach. He should be gone tomorrow.
Woody Johnson gives him hugs, tells him to keep the faith. He's going to be your coach this year and next year. He's not getting fired. He could lose every single game. The owner is all, like, and that's what we kind of felt when we were hearing how he talks to the media. I'm like, this guy's got to be assured that he can't lose his job, because without a win, you shouldn't be talking like that.
Absolutely. I do agree we're stuck with Glenn. I personally think you got to build the line, which we're well on our way to doing. Got to give Garrett another guy to line up alongside, build the defense, we're on our way, and then you pick up the veteran quarterback who got left in the dust. When I called in, I suggested Will Levis. I don't think the Jets could do anything with that guy, if I'm being honest. The Jets destroy everything they touch. But just to throw his name out there, wasn't given a fair shake, has all the talent in the world. Give that guy a good coach in a few years. Fix his decision-making, his processing. He'll be a star. That's all I wanted to say, Keith.
Will Levis?
Will Levis. 6'4", pure muscle, arm talent through the roof. The throws we've seen this guy make are incredible. It really just comes down to poor decision-making. He can't see the field. He's been dealt bad hands in Tennessee. He's played, I think, 18 career games. I'm telling you, Keith, you send that guy to a competent organization, maybe the Steelers when Rodgers is gone.
But see, like, that's the thing. You said send him to a competent organization. We can't include the Jets in the competent organization conversation. Thanks for the call. It's funny because I had this in my notes, and I see Rangers fans calling, and I do want to talk to you because, like, I want to hear from the Rangers fans that have watched the Rangers go from conference finals, having the most wins to where we're starting right now in the first couple weeks of the season. But Steve Young, well-respected quarterback, Super Bowl champion. Steve Young, here's what he had to say about the New York Jets, and then I'll get to the Rangers calls.
If I'm Justin Fields, the quarterback has to stay 100% accountable, despite how irritating that comment would have been to me. Like, that's who you are. Now, can I comment as me as the quarterback watching this? And I would say to the equity owner of the team, that rating that your quarterback has been repeated over and over and over again. You keep having head coaches go through like around and around and around, general managers around and around and around. I think that there's got to be a time when he says that comment, that the vulnerability to actually hear yourself say, oh my gosh, another really talented quarterback has a terrible rating on my watch. What can I do different? What can I bring to this new blood to this situation that seems to be going around and around and around? And that's why I always say I want to be king for a day. I'd love to run the Jets for a day, you know, or like own the Jets and like it.
Only one day.
Make it great for quarterbacks. Like, wouldn't that be a miracle in today's NFL that you'd make it great for quarterbacks? Isn't that a great idea?
Steve, you're asking Woody Johnson to have some self-awareness.
All right, so, but before we get to the Rangers calls, I'll say this about the Jets and their quarterback situation. And, like, it's a revolving door of the same thing. It's a vicious cycle. They hire a defensive-minded head coach. They have Woody Johnson undermining everything, Woody Johnson micromanaging everything, Woody Johnson thinking that he knows football. Every time he speaks, he lets you know that he does not really know the game. Why not have somebody in the building that has a lot of experience coaching quarterbacks? It's the most important position on the field. No, instead you have first-time guys, right? Mike LaFleur's first time calling plays as an offensive coordinator. You throw Zach Wilson in there with a defensive-minded first-time head coach in Rob Saleh. I don't know why I thought Justin Fields was going to succeed here based off his athleticism, based off his years in the league. I thought when they went to get him, they had a plan for him. But here we are now, Tanner Engstrand, first-time signal caller. He doesn't know how to scheme up plays for the kid. Aaron Glenn can't help. Who is the quarterback coach? Like, they might as well go play Tyrod Taylor. So it just, this organization just keeps repeating the same thing. So you have to look at Woody Johnson. But for anybody to think that, like, a Will Levis is going to come in here and succeed, no way. No way. Justin Fields is going to be better when he lands with whoever he lands with, and he's in a backup role like Trey Lance is right now. Give him a couple years. But this GM and this head coach, make no mistake about it, assuming that they will be here, because you just heard from Woody, they're the only winless team in the NFL. The only thing that they will do with that number one pick is draft the quarterback that they deem is the right quarterback for the future. 888-808-1019. And I hope that they have somebody as the same way they went and got the 33rd team, go consult with some other people. Like, have a consultant. I can't even think of a quarterback. Man, call Chad Pennington up. Like, have somebody that is very familiar with watching tape and developing quarterbacks help you out with this pick. And don't just go off of what, I don't know, Mel Kiper says or whatever. Like, they need help to not mess this pick up. One, they need to make the pick. Two, they need to make sure that the kid comes in, learns the offense, can play and develop, because this is a tough spot. We've seen too many good quarterbacks come in here, fail, and then be better elsewhere. Just in recent time, Aaron Rodgers doing fine this year, and obviously he was doing fine before he was here. Sam Darnold doing fine this year. He was seeing ghosts around here. Geno Smith sucks this year, but Geno Smith had some good years in Seattle after everybody said he was a bust. He was terrible here, so...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contracts. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
888-808-1019. We got to talk Rangers with Paul in White Plains. Paul, tell me what's going on with the NYR.
If I knew what was going on with the Rangers, we'd have a winning record.
You'd fix it. You'd try and help.
But I think they let Kreider go. At least he could score.
Mm-hmm.
They let Keandre Miller go, a good defenseman. They traded him for the Russian defenseman. I think it's going to be another disaster. If they don't get going soon, they could end up in the basement, literally.
Yeah,
because, they can't win at home.
I don't know how they could change the lines up. They can... I mean, the guys that they have are the guys that they have. They got to figure it out. This road trip could be like a really good thing for them or a bad thing for them, getting away from the building and maybe getting their confidence right as
maybe
a visitor.
You know what happened to Trocheck. He was a hard-nosed kind of player, a center. I don't know what happened to him. He was injured. I haven't heard whether he's coming back or what. But they need somebody like him. They're too soft. It's been the Rangers' problem for years.
They gutted the heart and soul of the team. They got rid of the captain. They got rid of players that were beloved. They got rid of the fabric of what the team was. So they're literally starting over.
Yeah, and they're not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's not a good start. Good. Thanks for the call, Paul. 888-808-1019. I'm saying the number. Rangers fans, call me and fill me in. Tell me, how did we get here? And how does Chris Jury have the job and is able to keep the job after he traded away players after he put this team together, brought in Mike Sullivan, and they just look like they look a mess. And I know there's a standard. I know there's expectations. I know there's always a lot of excitement for the Rangers season to start. And after you lose like that to the San Jose Sharks, you know what? I thought they had the right energy tonight, because earlier in that game, you get Matt Rempe versus his old pal Ryan Reeves, and you know they start scrapping. They drop the gloves and get after it. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, the Rangers came to play. Rempe gets hurt, and I don't know. The Sharks go on to score 6 goals in overtime to get their first win. Joe is in Monroe. He went to the game tonight. Tell us about the vibe in the arena and what you saw.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? I hope you feel better, brother.
Yeah, I will eventually. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. No, the vibes were high, especially after that Rempe fight, you know, 100%. And, you know, going into OT, Igor gives up that puck, then, you know, the game's over from there. But the problem stems way, way, way further than Jerry, brother. They have 2 top picks. You know, they pick Kako, you know, 2nd overall. They pick Lafreniere, 1st overall. And these guys just weren't producing. You know, Kako's out of here now. And Lafreniere, you know, gets this big contract, and he's just an absolute ghost. You know, he's skating on the ice. He's just doing cardio out there, bro. The problem just stems way further than Jerry. He's making do with what he's got. You know what I mean? You know, Panarin will most likely be gone, you know, the deadline, or maybe even prior to the deadline. You know, he's an old agent player, an expiring deal, and they just got to start fresh. They got to start playing these kids and let them go. Let them go. You know, you see what the Giants are even doing with Dart and Scatterboom. Let the kids go. They got the juice.
Tell me what you think about Taylor Radish. Tough to see him have the Hattie and then, you know.
Yeah, you know, Radish is just a guy. You know what I mean? He's not special. He's just a guy that to fill a role. I'm happy for him that he got his hat trick. He gave the guy some juice. But, you know, he's you know what I mean? Like I just said, he's just a guy. He's nothing special. Just bring the kids up. Let them see what you got. You know what I mean? Then you evaluate from there. You know, the Rangers have a developmental problem. It stems way further than the GM, than the coach or whatever. It starts in the minors. These kids aren't getting developed, and they're not producing.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Okay, so we're already thinking about trade deadline, punting the season, bringing young guys up. Not a good state of affairs for the Rangers. I'm usually asleep by the time Boomer and Geo's show starts, and I'm sure Boomer will have something to say. I'll have to go back in the free Odyssey app and listen to that when that gets going. But, yeah, that's tough. You know, on the other side, though, you know, San Jose Sharks, they're celebrating. Macklin Celebrini racked up 5 points. He had the hat trick as well. Will Smith scored the overtime winner, and that's their first win. And you know what I had the thought about tonight? As I, you know, I've already leaned into this is the Rangers, original 6 team. There's a standard. Like, it's New York. It's Madison Square Garden. It's the most famous arena. Like, when these teams come in there, they're expecting to perform and win and play because they know there's eyes on them. They know if they come in and beat the Rangers, it's going to be on NHL Tonight. It's going to be on SportsCenter. Everybody's going to see it. So, yeah, that's tough. And then, obviously, when your top picks aren't playing like top picks, or you already have a top pick that's gone, what can you say? There's just a lot of change. There's a lot of turnover with the Rangers, and it hasn't turned over to be anything good. Ross is in Bergen County on the Fan. What's up, Ross?
Hey, what's up, Keith?
You know,
I mean, it's
talking Rangers, you know, talking about the team that you like. But I know you've gone through a lot with the Rangers, so you might not be in the mood to talk about them tonight.
Well, I mean, it's a pick your poison. I got them. I got the Vikes. I mean, you know, I'm living the dream.
Same night.
Yeah.
Well, at least you got Dickie Love, lady.
Yeah, future World Series champion, Dickie Love, lady. If my
1-year deal, signed, sealed, delivered.
How about those Jays? Hey, maybe this year's the trailer for the horror movie. The horror movie Disney on Ice out of the Garden. It's a freaking disgrace, bro. Yeah, you know, I was just on a Twitter space before a guy hosted It's Not the Biggest Hockey Fan in the World. I built it up talking about last part year. He says, oh, yeah, I've heard of the guy. Isn't his name like Capo Caco? And that's all you need to know. The list goes on and on. We got Kratzoff, Anderson, you know, Nils Lundqvist. I mean, for Christ's sakes, it feels like Filipino was the gem out of all of them, and he's probably never going to play hockey again. And the guy we chose, like, the one bye movie made last year, throw a C on the guy's chest. By the way, last time I called you talking Rangers, by the way, I think was when JT Miller said, you know, let's not overreact. Yeah, five games later, we're still winless. They gave the only other winless team on either, you know, home or away, period, winless, and the San Jose Sharks gave them their first win. And you just name drop the guy back with Celebrity. You see a tail of two first overall picks. Guy has 5 points on the night. It's a joke. It's a joke.
By the way, you got to laugh it off. You got to just laugh at how the story gets written.
It's laugh now, cry later. Because if you look, here's another thing. Like the dynamic duo out there, it's back with Celebrity and Will Smith. Not the catcher of the Dodgers, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But this guy, he was on a line with Gabe Perreault. And he also had the OT winner. This was like their line out at Boston College.
I heard that in the broadcast.
Yeah. And he's looking like a gem. Perreault's barely, you know, even cracks the lineup. You know, whether that's his fault, another misused, you know, kind of just the way their lack of development. And it's just going to, you know, Austin's getting chopped around for prospects. Guys barely played like 20 NHL games. It's just a revolving door of misery. So much so you have a guy like Taylor Radish come in here for league minimum, and he's leading the team at goals, bro.
Yeah, that's the only bright spot. Like, I'm like, that's why I just asked the last call. What do you think about this guy having his best game of his career in a loss tonight?
Yeah, all the pain, bro. That's all you could say, man. I'll say this. I guess this is a segue. Maybe, we need to start putting down some unders on the team. Maybe, hedge Mika's advantage at under half a shot. The guy wants to go DJ for a while.
You got to investigate the Rangers next.
Great. Right, I'd investigate Igor first and foremost. Because this is something else I said, too. Bro, it's just like the Mets. The second the goals start coming, now you're going to have the $11.5 million goalie. Thank God for Igor Shesterkin giving up 6 goals against the San Jose Sharks today. You can play this game. This
crazy.
One wasn't his fault. One wasn't his fault. If you're getting the big bucks, bro, I don't care if you're on the ice with one skater and one skater in the other jersey. I expect you to make that save. And you're letting up 6 against the winless San Jose Sharks. They're a freaking...
I was on Twitter trying to get information from Rangers fans, and there were a lot of Rangers fans that were confident. And one of them said to me, we have the better goalie. We'll outlast them.
Yeah, but that's the problem. Like, I don't even think I'm Socrates or some BS with this, bro. But don't you think, like, if you got the best goalie in the league, there's almost like a level of, you know, you're not, you know, if you're every other skater on that ice, well, I don't have to give 110% because I got the best boy in the league there, you know, in the crease to save my ass if I, you know, blow possession or if I, you know, I don't hustle back on defense. I got Igor Shesterkin to save my ass. Yeah, and that was the past 15 years with Lundqvist. You know, you got to look at teams like, you know, Vegas with Aiden Hill. He's no, you know, needle mover, and yet they had no problem, you know, steamrolling through those playoffs. Year before, you had the Colorado was probably the most dominant playoff run we've seen in years. They had Darcy Kemper in that. Like, these are like, Kemper's solid, but these aren't the Hellebucks of the world. Look at Hellebuck. How much has he won? He won an MVP last year. What have they done in the playoffs? You know, Carey Price of the world. I just brought up Lundqvist. It's almost like you put a quarterback and goalie or 1A, 1B in terms of importance of the big four, but for two different reasons.
Speaking of quarterback, Ross, before I let you go, what the hell is Kevin O'Connell doing with Carson Wentz, who's got a bum shoulder, and now J.J. McCarthy? Like, I feel like you had Sam Darnold last year. You had an opportunity with Daniel Jones. Like, how do you end up here? Yeah. This is a playoff team last year.
You know what he is, bro? He's the NFL's David Sturtz. The pitching lab, the quarterback lab, both of them turned into the Wuhan lab for China, like Joe Benigno said. You know, you pressed your luck, and here you are. You're going to be a sub-500 team, just like the Mets were sub-500. They're the biggest joke of the week. And look at all the talent Minnesota's wasting. I would have finally gives in, bro.
The wide receiver tandem of Jay Jettas and Addison, like...
He can't even move the ball. You know, I was saying, I can't even knock KOC. I'm still giving him the benefit of the doubt, because look at what he did with Darnold, and we never saw Jones, but we
should have had Joshua Dobbs on the line, the Pastrnak.
So what's his name?
Nick Mullins.
Mullins, yep, he looks solid. I'll say, bro, I thought we were going to see Desmond Ridder at one point this year. So it's a joke, man. Speaking of revolving doors, they're a disgrace, bro. I went 0-4 with the T's, man.
Thanks for the call, Ross. Ross is a Mets fan, a Vikings fan, a Rangers fan, I don't know his basketball team. I'm assuming it's the Knicks. Should be fine with the Knicks. Rich is in South Orange on the Fan next. What's up, Rich?
How you doing, Keith? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I've been a Minnesota Viking fan since 1967. That was the worst game I've seen in almost 60 years or 50 years. As far as what's wrong, the success this year was all predicated on building an elite offensive line to give McCarthy protection. What should have been a top three offensive line is now the worst offensive line in football.
And you have Carson Wentz back there, who is 32 years old and can't move. Well, he can move all right, but like he's hurt. You could the whole game he's grabbing his shoulder.
Like you said, why he didn't bring in Prosmer, the undrafted kid, the third stringer, it defies logic because the only excuse I can find for him is that he's anticipating that Prosmer will be the second string quarterback and he doesn't want him to get hurt.
Trying to play for the rest of the year. Tough spot.
But, you know how you're a Net fan, and obviously we have Jet fans in the area.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you like to be rooting for a team for since 1967, and you never won a Super Bowl?
It's so many peaks and valleys. I mean, you had Culpepper and Randy Moss and Chris Carter.
And NFC Championship games we were in. 10.
Case Keenum and Stephon Diggs and... But then you also had Kirk Cousins.
You know what it is? It's always the downfall that when they get in the playoffs and they go up against an elite defensive line, their offensive line gets dominated. That's been the problem for decades.
Thanks for the call, Rich. That's football, Susan. I mean, you got to build the ass first, as Tiki Barber says. You got to be strong in the trenches. Big ticket, Mekhi Becton. I saw Mekhi Becton come out of there. He's always hurt, former Jet. But no problem for Jim Harbaugh and that team. Like they're relying on Kamani Vidal after Omarion Hampton went down. And this kid is able to rush for 117 yards and a touchdown. Herbert balled tonight after it looked like he threw an interception in that opening drive to Isaiah Rodgers, and then they reviewed it. They're reviewing everything now as far as these catches go, and I guess it's good. Like, is that a catch? Let's take a look. Let's take a look at every angle. No, that ball touched the ground. Not a catch. What a flip. The first thing I tweeted was, like, I know somebody had Vikings defense first touchdown and probably jumped off their couch like, let's go. And then it gets reversed by the good folks in New York. But yeah, Herbert ran the ball tonight. 7 carries, 62 yards, scrambling. He threw the ball well tonight. 227 yards, 3 touchdowns. And he's throwing to Aronde Gadsden, a tight end who just seemed to be open. Shout out to you if you picked him up in fantasy and plugged him in at tight end. You know, he threw a touchdown pass to Trey Harris. Kid out of Ole Miss, rookie out of Ole Miss. So, I don't know. The Chargers are looking to right the ship a little bit. And we're underway for week 8. Let's go to Jarvis in Harlem as we continue to talk about the Jets and the NFL and what's coming up this weekend. Jarvis, hello? Are you there? Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, let's talk about the Jets and, you know, Woody Johnson. I mean, the reason why he doesn't hire Coach Smith is because because this is not an attractive job that people want to come
Correct.
To. Correct. Yeah, because, like, Mike DiCarlo don't want to come here. Bill Belichick don't want to come here.
Nobody. Nobody's going to want to have to answer to Woody. But like Aaron Glenn did because, his heart is tied to the place that drafted him and that he started his career. And he finally gets his opportunity to be a head coaching candidate. He wanted the Jets job, but I bet you he's He's getting more grays by the day. He already came in a little salt and pepper. He's getting grayer. By the time Aaron Glenn is done as the head coach of the Jets, he's going to have a full gray beard and set of hair.
Oh, my gosh, man. I don't know if he's going to survive next year. So if they have another stinker, I mean, it's going to be the same thing. Yeah, it's going to be the same thing next year. And, you know, because I don't think I don't know if they're going to be a playoff team next year. So
they're not going to be a playoff team. It's not even about that. It's about win a game, win some games, have an offense that can move the ball, that can score touchdowns. They didn't score a touchdown for back-to-back weeks. It's like, it's so pathetic. And then, you know, Woody just made it all worse. Woody made it worse at the owner meetings. He could have declined to comment. He could have said, I don't want to speak.
Right. So that's all I got to say, man.
Thanks for the call, Jarvis. I mean, whether you're playing Tyrod Taylor, whether you're playing Justin Fields, I don't think that they're going to be able to keep up with Joe Flacco, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Chase Brown, and that Cincinnati Bengals offense. So your defense has got to step up this week against a good offense that was able to beat Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers last week, and they're rested. They played Thursday Night Football. They had the mini bye. And with Woody talking, it doesn't help anybody because I think they did. I don't know if they came out and said Tyrod's going to be the starter today, but I think they have to play Tyrod because Woody just basically told everybody he thinks Justin Fields sucks. And like, I would give Justin Fields the day off or just, you know, hey man, take a back seat. Just because we understand everything that has been said about you, if we try to start you to try to show, hey, we make the decisions around here and you're terrible, then it's just even worse. I don't think the Jets have a chance to win this week, but maybe they have a chance to score. Maybe they have a chance to score a touchdown. We'll talk more about it. I'll go look and see if that was confirmed. I just did see. I'm watching SNY. They had the two of them, right? Because Tyrod was day-to-day with the knee, and day-to-day, he's not out. So by the time Sunday rolls around, he'll be good to go. I think they're going to go with the veteran Tyrod Taylor, who finished the game against Carolina, and they're going to hope that he gives them a little bit of a better chance to score points, and then Justin Fields will be the backup, and they'll take another L, but you hope that they can get some first down, score a touchdown, be competitive. 888-808-1019, we got to take a break. Keith McPherson on the Fan, back right after this.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Quick break over and let's get right back to it. Keith McPherson on the Fan, talking sports, all the sports. Quick little 2-hour show. Opened up talking about Thursday night football and then right into what is going on with the Rangers completely regressing. Spoke a little bit about the success of the Islanders. And, of course, we got right back to talking about the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. You know, during the break, I'm like, I don't think I saw anywhere that they announced a starter this week. But what I did see was Tyrod spoke today and he says, you know, I'm trying to keep it normal, sticking true to my process, preparing mentally and physically to be ready for whatever opportunity is. I have no anticipation for my role. My sole focus is being available and ready to lead the team when called upon. So there's like a game that they're playing for some reason. They're playing a game with the media, a game with themselves because of what Woody said. And I guess they think there's a competitive disadvantage, but I also saw Antoine Staley write that, you know, as a reporter at practice, that Fields and Taylor split the first team reps. So, I don't know. It's like the Jets are trying to outsmart themselves. You guys tell me. Dave is in Rockland County. Dave, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, I have a question. If the Jets go 0-17 and they don't sign a starting quarterback, is that a good enough reason to just give up on my Jets fandom?
I think so. Definitely. It's like, what are you doing? It's malpractice. It's like, as bad as the last few years have been for the Jets in the Saleh Douglas era, like, if they don't win a game this year, and then, like, they go forward with, okay, we have Justin Fields under contract, I think Tyrod would be gone. And they don't, like, they need to sign a veteran quarterback and draft one.
Because so like, let's say they don't get 17 losses. What if they, let's say, they just go in last place? Is that, like, another reason? And let's say they don't draft the starting QB?
I can't tell you what to do you? But I think that this is an inflection point. I think that right now with where you are with the owner, with this head coach, with no wins, the only team that doesn't have a win, like, even the Titans were able to figure out how to get a win. And they fired their coach after that. Like, life is too short to be miserable over the New York Jets. I think they set the franchise back with this hire. I think they set the franchise back with this quarterback. Like, and I don't trust that they're going to draft a rookie and he's going to come into the league and be Jackson Dart.
It's crazy. I look back to the days of Fitzmagic as a Jets quarterback.
and those were good times. Those were good days. Compared to this?
Those were great days.
He was a smart quarterback. He could throw the ball. He knew where to go with the ball. He wasn't anywhere near the athlete of Justin Fields, but he could play the position.
100%.
Thanks for the call, Dave. I'll say this. Like, I think it was a couple days ago when Woody spoke where I was like, if I'm a fan and I'm listening to Woody talk about, yeah, we have great fans and, you know, they have faith and, you know, it's a phenomenon in sports that happens when you're a fan. Like, no, like, that's the wrong message, Woody. And he talks about how smart the fans are. It's like, don't insult their intelligence. They know you're the problem. And so now another problem has been created. Justin Fields has been terrible. Tyrod Taylor comes in the game and throws 2 picks. Woody, a couple days after the game, goes out and says, yeah, we have a quarterback with a terrible rating. Any coach would have, you know, a problem with a quarterback like that. It'd be nice if we could complete a pass. And so now the coach, who the decision's in his hand, he decides, here we are, you know, now Thursday. I would assume they got to say something today, right? Week 8 is underway. We just watched Thursday Night Football. They haven't named a starter yet. And then even when they ask the players, the 2 quarterbacks, they're just taking it day by day, getting ready. What? And I mean, Tyrod's got a knee issue. So maybe that's playing into it as well, that, like, he might not be moving as good. I think they're in a situation where Justin Fields is going to play either way. Because, okay, you can start Tyrod, and then one hit, one sack. Tyrod is not a big dude. Like, a 300-pound guy lays on his leg wrong, and trust, in the NFL, they know all of that stuff. Oh, your left knee, your right knee, it's your left knee. Okay, when I hit you, I'm going to roll a little bit. I'm going to lay on your left. Like, he might have to come out of the game. He might be hobbled. So you're going to see Justin Fields anyway. It's all bad. It just all gets worse. David is in the Bronx. I'm a fan. Go for it, David.
Hey, Keith, how's it going?
It's going.
You remember me? I met you by the Devils game in the club over there. I came over and took a picture with you.
You met me? Oh, yes, I do remember. Yeah. What's up, man? Thanks for calling, and thanks for saying hello. The phone you had tripped me out.
The phone, yeah.
So I was like, I had a phone like that, but I hadn't had a phone like that since, like, high school, so props to you. I
think it's probably, you know?
Yeah, no, it's probably so much better because, like, my phone right now is such a... there's too much in it. I'm on it all the time. I wish I had a phone that just was more simple.
Listen, I can give you a number if you want, you know?
So, yeah, hit me up so I can go trade in this iPhone and just dumb it down a bit. But anyway, what you got for us, bro?
Yes, I actually got, you know, I'm a big Jets fan, and this past Sunday I was at the game, and I just couldn't do it anymore. I don't even know what number Jets game it is. I've been to a bunch of the last couple of years.
How long did you stay? Did you stay for the whole game or you got out?
No, I stayed for the whole game, but I actually played with my friends. We wore paper bags on top of our heads the entire game.
That's what it is now. That's, you weren't alone. I saw videos of a couple guys coming out there with the bags on their heads. You're trying to send a message to the organization.
It's crazy. I'm saying when we have an owner that's drafting people and picking up people and signing people based on Madden rankings, I can't be a fan. I'm saying, listen, Keith, I don't know what's the worst organization right now, Woody Johnson's organization or Jerry Jones' organization, but we're not going to talk about that right now. Cam was having a good year, you know.
They're both bad. I mean, they're different kinds of bad. Jerry Jones' organization is worth the most money, but ultimately, you know, they're not going to win anything. They have one of the best offenses in the league, but one of the worst defenses in the league. Something is missing. They traded away Michael Parsons. With the Jets, Woody Johnson gave $30 million guaranteed to a quarterback that he threw under the bus this week in week 7. Like, doesn't make sense.
Crazy. So listen, I got a couple of mottos, and I want to see which one you think is the best. You know how many quarterback prospects next year? You don't know that much.
I mean, a little bit. I mean, I'm watching college football. I'm learning about Fernando Mendoza. I've known about Dante Moore, Ty Simpson. After that first game against Florida State, he's been pretty good. But they're not sure if he's going to come out. Unfortunately, part of the job covering the Jets now, you need to start looking at the quarterbacks that are coming into the NFL. So, yeah, I'm going to learn about them.
Crazy weekend. So I got a couple of models. I want to see which one you think is the best, right?
All right.
So we got one that started in the beginning of the year, which, you know, maybe isn't the best one anymore because he's not so good. But we got March for Arch, which he's not so good anymore. So.
And he ain't coming out. He's going to stay. But that's a decent one. Go on.
All right, then we got, let's lose some more and draft Dante Moore.
Lose more for more? Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And then we got the best one out of all, the best quarterback, and the best everything we got. Be a loser for Mendoza.
But it's Mendoza, so it's got to be, season's over for Mendoza. Thanks for the call, David. 888-808-1019. Like, this is your life as a Jets fan. When you go to the game, you bring a brown paper bag, which, like, where do you get the brown paper bags now? When I go to a grocery store, I bring my own bag. Like, so now as a Jet fan, you got to go out of your way to find a brown paper bag. They don't have them at ShopRite. You got to bring your own bags in. And now, as a Jet fan, week 8, you don't know who's starting this week. So you're starting to look at college quarterbacks, and you're trying to come up with a tank for Tua, a suck for Luck. You're trying to come up with a slogan to put on a sign for the, you know, the next time you go to Jet Life Stadium. Season's over for Mendoza. Lose more for Dante Moore. Great. Great. Sounds good. Josh is in Passaic on the fan. What's up, Josh?
Yo, Keith, what's doing, man? How you doing, man?
I'm all right. I'm feeling a little better now that we're rolling in the show.
I mean, this weather has hit me hard, you know.
Yeah, it happens.
You know, when I left New Jersey, it was 80 degrees. I come back, and I'm, like, sick and all.
Yeah, that wind. You come outside. I make the mistake a lot of thinking I could go outside at like a t-shirt and sweatpants, and then that wind hits. And I'm like, oh, I need a hoodie already.
Yes, but it's running pretty tough on me. You know, my comparison is, you know, when someone's sick and they give him some drugs or some medicine, they slowly like tone it down for him so he could just break off of it. You know, I didn't get that. So anyway, but another comparison I have, you know, with the Jets, and I'll explain this. You want to compare them in a good way. It's like a lie, a growing lie, that you say you want to get yourself out of some sticky situation. You say you make up something to a person. Now, turns out, because you said that.
Starts to snowball. There's a name for that, when a lie grows.
And each time you open your mouth, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And you don't expect it. Like, it can't be worse than it's saying. Yeah, the Jets, you're 0-7. How could you make this man feel worse? Let's go send your owner out to go speak. And a quarterback, you're probably playing the next week, say you can't go play the pass. It's pretty wild how you have a team that does this. Like, this guy's not like a new owner. You got to learn at some point.
You know what I'm thinking of? Like, you know how Pinocchio's nose gets longer the more that he lies and doesn't tell the truth?
Oh, then Woody Johnson's one extending. Now my stadium's got a roof.
The Jets playoff losing streak, the Jets streak of not making the playoff grows and grows like Pinocchio's nose. And Woody just adding to it.
That combination. It's very, very good. You know, with the comparisons there, that's sort of flying high. And on the other side, you know, it came back like a year or two ago. The conversation was always like, the Jets and the Giants, who's in a better place? And most people would say the Jets. And you know the Giants are in a better place. With such family, the rookie, you actually had a devastating loss happen past 5-6 weeks of football. You know, usually we've turned heads by now. So, in fact, you know that the Giants have come back over here.
It's a devastating loss because you were up 19-0 on the road. Like, it is crazy going into this season, thinking about the win total for the Jets and the Giants, with the Giants and their strength of schedule playing all these teams that were in the playoffs, established franchises. We're like, they're not going to win a game. With the Jets, we're like, oh, yeah, they could win. They could win probably, you know, if they won 7 games with Rob Saleh, they can win 7 games. They're not winning 7 games. And now the Jets, I mean, with the Giants, we're looking at, like, they're with their quarterback and their running back and their new identity, they're going to be in every game. They should have probably beat the Cowboys, Saints, and the Broncos this last week. It's unpredictable. You don't know. But you do know. You know that the Jets are going to jet, and you know that, like, somewhere in that Giants organization, they have a history of winning. They have some pride. They have a culture.
Yeah, we young fans don't really realize that. We have to talk to our parents, you know, and the older friends for that. We've yet to really see this.
I know, that's crazy. That's kind of crazy to think, like, that. Like, there are kids now that, like...
I was 3 years old when the Giants won the last Super Bowl. I don't remember none of it.
I remember it well.
The Packers playoff game with the Giants, and that's where memory starts.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Like these kids don't remember the Giants... 2 Super Bowls, 2007 to 2011. Like, I talk about how my brother was a Giants fan. Like, my brother was geeked up off that. I even had a superstition. I bought him Giants gear for Christmas those 2 years. And then after that, I stopped. I'm like, how did I buy? But you know what it was? Because it's like, they're going into the playoffs. I know, I think I bought him a hoodie 1 year and then like a knit cap 1 year. And then he's able to flex it, and, you know, Giants win, and Giants fans have the battery in their back, and like there's a whole younger generation of kids that either were too young to remember 2011 or weren't alive in 2007. It's crazy now. Like, we're close to 2026, and people don't realize how much in the future, like, we actually are. We're very much in the future. Like, David from the Bronx, who called me, shout out to him. I saw him at the Devils game. He took a picture of me with his cell phone, and it looked like a Ericsson. Like, I used to have this old, like, my first camera phone. And I'm not making fun of him because, like, I was kind of jealous after. I'm like, I'm a slave to this iPhone. I go to sleep with this iPhone. I wake up to this iPhone. This iPhone controls my entire life. Like, I can't get off this damn phone. Everything I do is on this phone. I kind of like it. I'm like, and... the amount of people that DM me, email me, LinkedIn message me, whatever, I'm like, I don't have to read all these messages. I don't have to, but you do. Once upon a time, you didn't have this many ways to be contacted. Twitter DM, Instagram DM, email, text, missed call, voicemail. Like, what did they used to do before cell phones? Like, they had beepers and pagers. They had landlines. Where it's like, if I'm not physically home, I can't answer the phone. That must be bliss. That must be heaven. Like Joe Flacco was talking about, the guy sitting at the bar by himself must be in heaven. Must have been heaven back in the day to leave your house and like just use your eyes and ears and senses and see you when I see you. My dad used to tell me that he would park his car sometimes at home so people would think he was home and leave him alone. And then dip off on foot or dip off in someone else's car. He's like, yeah, back in the day, we didn't have cell phones. Someone blow you up. Someone, like, be able to see your location. Like, that's an Instagram now. My location is off in Instagram. But now, even in the Instagram app, someone can see where you are. On Instagram? I got, like, 20,000 followers on Instagram. I don't know 1,000 people that I, like, I probably don't even know 1,000 of them, personally. I don't want people to know where I am. But you know where I am. I'm at the fan. I'm downtown. I'm at the station. You know what else I thought about? I'm glad I'm feeling a little better now. I was having a conversation with someone. I was like, I've done every single show from here. Never done a remote show. Outside of like, you know, like Fanatics Fest or, you know, American Dream or, you know, like the draft, like these physical shows, I've done every single show in here. I don't have the Comrex system. And since I came in right after COVID, like late 2021, I've never done a show from home. I've commuted in and out. I've never done a show from the crib, which is like, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that. Anyway, Justin in Floral Park, before we go to the break, what's up, man? You got it.
Happy Friday, Keith. You should do a show from Yankee Stadium after the game. You should seriously do a remote there.
I would love to, but I think when we talked about
it. Even a Devils game.
The Devils would be rocking.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
I don't know, though. Now that's actually a great idea, I know how we could possibly
make
that.
Man, I'm like a publicist, and I'm not even getting paid.
Yeah, now the gears are spinning. I'm like, I know exactly who to go to at the Devils to get that done. But with the Yankees, they shut the lights off. They shut the building down.
Yeah,
and my show goes to 2. Nobody's staying in there till 2:30 for me to do the show.
Maybe Al, because he got his 5 playoff games. Maybe he can leave the lights on for you. As far as the World Series goes, Keith, listen, I know this is a weird take, but I'm actually rooting for the Blue Jays for 2 reasons. Number one, the most important reason is Don Mattingly. Second, I don't want any other team to win back-to-back. The Yankees are the last team to do it, 98, 99, 2000.
I understand.
The Dodgers could do that. It's also why
you don't have this feeling about the Blue Jays?
No, because you know what, Keith? They were the better team. They deserve it. Yankees choked. What else is new, bro?
I can't shake the feeling that, like,
listen, dude,
one more game.
Man, Guerrero talked smack, but he backed it up.
Yeah, he dominated.
Like Michael Jordan used to dominate the Knicks. He backed it up. So did Guerrero, okay? And so did all the other guys. They could say the Yankees lose all they want, but they backed it up.
Yeah,
and
Gausman,
you know, knock them all.
Savage.
Exactly.
Reed and Rodon did not have it. Yeah, I don't know. I just can't. I can't shake the feeling of like, last year we got to the World Series as the one seed.
Correct.
And we didn't get it done. And if they get it done, it's like the Blue Jays can look at the Yankees and say, a year after you failed, we did what you couldn't do.
I think that's good. It's like when the Red Sox knocked us off in 04. It was good for the rivalry. I think this is like sort of like the new rivalry.
Was it?
Now.
That was hell on earth.
Keith, it was, but what happened 5 years later? We won a World Series.
Keith,
for what? That's the last one we won. Right now, the Yankees are so far away from winning a World Series, it's not even close, Keith.
Yeah, but you know why they went all in like that 5 years later? For George.
Yeah, well, they should do it for us. I mean, dude, they're not, the way they're constructed right now, they're a regular season, like, champion. That's it. They're like, you know, they don't know how to build for the postseason. I'm hoping maybe watching Toronto, who doesn't strike out, maybe they could build up some guys that don't strike out, that put contact on the ball. Maybe that would be nice. Because every year it's the same time, same story. Judge strikes out in a big spot. Stanton strikes out in a big spot. Now Belly strikes out in a big spot.
All of them.
We got to get guys. We got to get guys. Now, last thing. You talk about the Jets, how awful their run. The worst run franchise is Chris Drury and the New York Rangers. How do you lose to the Sharks at home?
That was a bad one.
Embarrassing. 6 goals him up to that team.
And they fought back. God. They fought back to tie it. They tied it late.
And here's the worst part. Here's the worst part. Tyler Radish got a hat trick. Nobody even knows what Ali is for the Rangers.
But I just said, I'm like, you can't feel good about that. Nobody cares.
Yeah. No, because their top players aren't performing. Panarin's got, what, 2 goals? Mika Zibanejad's got 2 goals. Kreider's got about 6 in Anaheim. They traded the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Drury's got to go, Keith. He's the worst GM out here besides the man that works in, what is it called, Florham Park. Okay? The Rangers are a disgrace, dude. Have a good night, Keith. Love you.
Thanks for the call, Justin. We got to take a break. It's already 1 o'clock. Everything is on the table. From the Rangers to the Islanders to Week 8 in the NFL, Thursday Night Football. Who's playing quarterback for the Jets? It doesn't really matter. They're not going to beat the Bengals. And, I do want to talk a little bit more about Jackson Dart, the Giants, as they're going down to Philly to face the Eagles and try and sweep the Eagles for the first time since 2007. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Stay with us. Call us up. We will be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.